This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Berrien County Student Athlete of the Week is Grant Riddell of Lakeshore High School Football. Grant playing a key role in the Lancers' win over Niles last week. On the receiving end, 11 catches for 110 yards on the night. And also, Grant is the punter for Lakeshore. He had three punts for 141 yards, so an average of about 47 yards a kick. That's a nice night. Congratulations.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, our pleasure. What was working for you? I guess, first of all, offensively, you and Jimmy connecting on the passes. What was working for you?
Jimmy and I kind of just have always had a connection because we both came from St. Joe. So we've had a connection in middle school and going into high school. So him and I just knowing that he trusts me and I trust him, it just works out really well.
Well, that helps out a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Now, the way I understood it, a lot of those catches came in the first half. Are you in the second half thinking, oh, come on, throw me the ball some more?
Yeah, I was trying to get a little more yardage in the second half. But, I mean, they started putting a safety over the top of me, so I was like, I can just decoy the rest of the game. That's okay.
All right. Now, punting-wise, three punts, 141 yards. I mentioned a 47-yard average. Now, have you been punting quite a while? You said you've been playing football for so long. Have you been punting this long as well?
I started punting in middle school because we didn't really have a punter, and I used to play soccer, so I just knew how to kick a ball. So
47-yard average, this is something you thought, that's about what I would expect.
I thought it would be a little less, actually. I know my brother punted at St. Joe, so he had always showed me how to hold the ball, show me where to kick it, and just stuff like that.
How much work do you put in during the off season? I guess, as far as the punting aspect goes?
I put in not as much as I would for the receiving end, but I still kick here and there just to make sure, like, yeah, my form's good. I get good spirals and stuff like that.
When you come into the season, any specific goals you set for yourself, personal or team goals you really wanted to accomplish this year?
Usually my personal goals are game-based. So, like, this week I'm hoping just, like, we do our job and we execute better than St. Joe and we just win the game. So I don't really have any personal goals this week except for to win the game. Mm-hmm. But, like, last week – and Portage Northern, last week was 6 catches, 70 yards, and just good punts, solid off the foot, just get it deep. And then Portage Northern was, do whatever I can to help the team, and if I had to flip the field, flip the field.
Your special teams coach is Jim Gray, and what Grant's been doing this season, man, these numbers have got to impress you.
Yeah, we're impressed with Grant. Grant's—he's a great athlete. He's a joy. He's a kid that every coach loves having on the team. He's a player, kid you want on the field, and he works hard. You know, his attitude is top notch. You know, we have a special teams theme. We evaluate players. We call it E3. You know, the energy that you bring, the effort that you bring in executing, doing your job, and Grant consistently shows that. You know, he's constantly wanting to get better. And works hard at it. And I think you can see that at how that plays out on the field.
A lot of times you hear a coach refer to a player as being a coachable player. I get the impression that Grant is a coachable player.
Yeah, Grant is one of those players, if you were to watch him, every time he comes off the field, he will seek out a coach. And he wants to know, hey, was that it? Is that how it was supposed to happen? And looking for ways to constantly get better and improve and to make his teammates better too. So he's an encourager. He's a leader on this team. And we're excited about him.
Grant, outside of football, any other sports, clubs, activities you're involved with here at Lakeshore?
I do play basketball and baseball here at Lakeshore. I was on varsity for both last year, and then I go to youth group.
Okay. Toughest question of the three sports, football, baseball, basketball. Do you have a favorite?
My favorite is actually baseball, and my second is football. And basketball is in there. It's just like the last couple of years I've had really bad injuries in basketball, so I've had to dial it down.
Yeah, I can understand that. Well, hey, congratulations on the week and the season so far. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
All right. Our pleasure. Grant Riddell of Lakeshore High School Football is our Student Athlete of the Week from WSJM Sports. I'm Phil McDonald, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.